Part 4. Chosen of the Pantheon. 8. Questions. He opened his eyes to see a familiar horizon, boiling in rebellion against the laws of nature. Dusk claimed this world, which was surely Shanriatha. Yet he could breathe now, and the temperature, while cold, was far from lethal. Slowly, Lorgar picked himself up from the sand. The parchment scrolls were gone from his armor, burned away in the face of Magnus's sorcerous dismissal. A tightness in his lungs didn't bode well. He felt the muscles in his throat and chest clenching in uncertain spasm. Not enough oxygen in the air, that was all. He reached for the helm, mag locked to his belt, and resealed his armor. The first breath of his internal air supply was surprisingly soothing. He breathed in the incense of his armor's sacred oils. Only then did he see Ingathel. The demon lay curled upon itself on the ground, a fetal nightmare slick with the slime of gestation. Red sand clotted its moist skin. He kicked it gently, with the edge of his boot. Ingathel rolled, baring its bestial features to the evening sky. Neither of its eyes could close, but both had made the attempt. They snicked open, and its jaw cracked as it heaved itself from the sand. The moment the demon righted itself, blood gouted from its maw in a hissing flood. Things writhed in the pool of stinking liquid, squirming into the sand as soon as they came into contact with the air. Lorgar had no desire to examine them any closer. "Demon," he said.
"Not long now. Soon, this flesh will rot away. I will need to incarnate again."
Its bones clicked and cracked as it rose to its slouched height.
"It cost me much to pull you from Magnus's tower."
"My brother would not speak with me."
"Your brother is a tool of the Changer of the Ways. Are you still so blind, Lorgar? Magnus is a creature unaware of his own ignorance. He is manipulated at every turn, yet believes himself the manipulator. The gods work in many ways. Some of humanity's leaders must be lured by offers of ambition and dominance, while others must be manipulated until they are ready to witness the truth."
The Primarch spoke through clenched teeth.
"And I?"
"You are the chosen of the Pantheon. You alone come to chaos from idealism, for the betterment of the species. In this, as in all things, you are selfless."
Lorgar turned and began walking. The direction was irrelevant, for the desert was a featureless sprawl as far as the eye could see. Selfless. Magnus had once accused him of the same thing, making it sound more like a critical flaw. Now the demon used it with a honeyed tongue as his greatest virtue. It didn't matter. Immune to vanity, he would not be lured by silken words. The truth was enough, despite the horror of it all.
"Do I survive this crusade?" he asked aloud.
Ingathel dragged itself alongside his boot prints, slower now, its breath sawing in and out of heaving lungs.
"The Imperial Great Crusade is already over for you. All that remains is to play the role fate offers."
"No, not my father's crusade. The true crusade yet to come."
"Ah, you fear for your life if you turn against the Terran Emperor."
Lorgar kept walking, a relentless trudge over the sand dunes.
"The vision of Magnus said I had suffered in his era. At some point in the coming 5 decades, I must struggle to survive. It stands to reason that I may die. If you have stared down the paths of possible futures, you must know what is likely to occur."
"Once the betrayal breaks across the galaxy, there are countless moments in which you may meet your end, some likelier than others."
Lorgar crested another dune, pausing to stare down at yet more endless desert.
"Tell me how I die."
He looked at the demon,
fixing it with his gentle glare. You know. I hear it in your voice. So tell me.
No being may know its future written out before it in absolute terms. Some decisions will see you almost certainly dead. On a world named Shrike, if you interfere in an argument between Magnus the Red and the brother you name Russ, there is a concordance of possibility that you will be slain in their duel.
And?
If you ever draw a weapon against your brother Korax in a battle you can never win, you are almost certain to die.
Lorgar laughed at the maddening unlikelihood of it all. You cannot offer me choices I will not have to make for many years. The demon sprayed spit as it growled.
Then do not ask questions of the future, fool.
Lorgar had no answer to that, though he found the demon's tone amusing. Where are we? He said at length. Shanriatha again?
Yes, Shanriatha. The past or the present. Perhaps a possible future. I cannot say.
But the air isn't as cold as the void here.
The warp changes all things in time.
Ingathel paused, seeming to sag.
Lorgar, you must be aware of the task ahead of you. I cannot remain incarnate for much longer, so hear my words now. In the course of the Emperor's Great Crusade, you will come to many worlds. Those populated by alien breeds are useless to you. For the next few decades, let your brother Primarchs purge those. You have a more solemn duty. Find the worlds rich in human life. Find those with harvestable populations for your armies, with as little deviation from pure strain humanity as possible. Your legion is 100,000 strong now. Over the next 5 decades, you must add 1,000 warriors each year. For every legionary to fall, you will replenish your word-bearers with 2 more.
He shook his head, still staring out at the sea of dunes. Why have you brought me back here? What lesson is there in this?
None. I dragged you from Magnus's chamber with crude force, not guile. It was not my intention to show you this world again. Something else pulled you here. Something very strong.
Lorgar felt his skin crawl at the creature's tone. Explain yourself. Even with its bloody, inhuman face, Ingathel's worthless eyes were wide in something not far from fear.
You did not believe even the Chosen of the Pantheon would be allowed to leave the realm of the gods without first passing their tests, did you? It was chosen that the gods would elect one vizier to send, to stand judgment upon you.
The Primarch grew his Crozius with slow, careful intent. If this is all proceeding as planned, why then do you tremble in fear?
Because gods are fickle beings, Lorgar. And this was not the plan at all. One of the gods has overstepped the boundary and violated the accord. It must wish to test you itself.
He swallowed. I do not understand. Which god? He heard no answer. Ingathel's psychic shriek went through him like a blade. For the first time since the maiden on Cadia had become his demonic guide, he heard the girl within the creature. She was screaming with it.